Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we go inside the Beltway with the true insiders from Talk Radio News. One of our faves, of course, Ellen Ratner. Ellen, how are you? You're on soil here in America for a while, right?
Yes, sort of.
You're always traveling.
My bucket list is Christmas, though.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You know what? Because you do the New York thing, you go back up to New York. I was just there. I saw all the windows, and I'm sure everybody will enjoy hearing about this. But I thought the windows at Lord and Taylor were very cool.
When were you in New York and you didn't tell?
For Thanksgiving.
Oh, well,
you were away.
Told me.
Oh, you were away, weren't you? In some other country?
No, I was in New York at Thanksgiving.
Oh, crazy! All right, next time.
Yeah, you could have seen the parade.
Oh, next time I'll do that. Next time we'll do that for sure. All right, so it's not about parades; it's about fighting and saying no, both for the Democrats and the Republicans. And you sent me a note that's wild about Senator Bernie Sanders. We've got a lot of listeners in Vermont, and he, of course, was one of the main members of the Senate Budget Committee. He's having a press conference, and I guess what he's going to really dig his heels in, and he's defending, of course, Social Security and all that kind of stuff, right?
Yes. Basically, he's saying, look, this Bowles, Simpson Bowles, depending on, you know, whose perspective you have on this, everybody says it's so wonderful. Well, it isn't so wonderful, and he's encouraging his other Democratic senators, well, he's not a Democrat, he's an independent, to vote against it because he said that this is very serious, that people who he takes a look at VA people who serve this country. He said, you know, by the Bowles-Simpson Commission, they're going to be cut. By the time somebody who's living on disability as a disabled veteran, they may lose up by in their late 60s up to over $2,000 a year. Well, that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money, absolutely. And I don't know why. I mean, maybe it's because we're just, a lot of times we're just looking at it through one lens, but it is definitely, I'm sure, again, everybody listening to the show can relate to that. How many people listening are veterans, and they can tell you that where would they be up the creek without a paddle without it?
That's exactly right. And so you have these people wanting to cut this money, but, you know, now the Republicans are saying, oh, well, we like Bowles Simpson. Well, okay, but then if you want these cuts, which I don't think are such a wise idea, how do you not raise taxes on a certain group of people?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, listen, here's what I want to know, and you've covered Washington for a long time. We've been talking about this for a year and a half. Is this... There's not going to be a Band-Aid here, it looks like. Is it just going to end? I mean, here the holidays come, and then, boom, everything falls into place?
Well, I can't imagine that's going to happen. The president has made arrangements to go out to Hawaii, but, of course, I believe last year or perhaps the year before, but I think it was last year, he actually put it off. He sent his family over, and then he came later because of the problems that were going on.
Yeah, crazy. All right, let's turn to something else. What's the scoop on Bob Dole? First of all, Bob Dole, I heard, was pretty frail.
Yes, he is pretty frail, and he got out of the hospital about a week ago. Now it's interesting. I mean, because he managed to get in a wheelchair to the floor of the Senate, and he said, "Look, the United Nations Treaty on Disabilities is modeled after our disability." And they wrote it basically with the ADA, you know, rules in mind. Mm-hmm. And then we don't ratify the treaty, even though it's based on our law. It's the craziest thing we've ever heard.
Yeah.
And you have people like Rick Santorum saying, well, this will allow abortion. What? What's he talking about?
Mm. Yeah. What do you think? Too much eggnog?
Yeah, or not enough.
Yeah, Santorum. And that's what you're talking about, Santorum, in the whole UN treaty thing on disabilities. And, of course, it wasn't passed, and you're saying...
And some people are complaining that there shouldn't be any UN treaties ever. That's even crazier.
Then why do we have the UN? I mean, what happens then, you know?
It's, well, anyway, I I I'm speechless about this because I cannot believe. I mean, even John McCain was behind it.
Yeah.
And, you know, thought that the Republicans were insane. The normal sort of Republicans that you would expect to be very positive about this were.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So we see that we're just going to continue with the push-pull, and we'll see where this all ends up in the next 20-some days.
That's exactly what's going to happen. And, you know, we're bracing for the fact that we may have to be, some of us may have to be here through Christmas.
Ooh, do you draw straws then?
We have a couple of people who are going to be around and we're willing to take off another week at a different time.
I can't imagine
that they're going to work between the week of Christmas and New Year's. But, you know, we didn't get it. There's a couple of times I've been covering that they did not adjourn until December 23rd.
Wow. Wow. All right. We'll keep our eyes peeled on that one. Ellen Ratter, thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right. So here's a scoop. Coming up this hour, we're going to talk to Stephen Shohut about little furry crazy creatures, meaning The Hobbit, and Lord of the Rings. Were you a fan of Lord of the Rings? I have to tell you, I didn't get into Lord of the Rings, and then one weekend I holed up and watched all three and thought it was absolutely incredible. So we're going to chat about The Hobbit and will it make any kind of history at the box office. Plus, more on the fiscal fuddy-duddies, the fiscal thud. We're sick of it. We're tired of it. That's what we said. We're tired of talking about the fiscal cliff. So we're drawing a line in the virtual sand. Where do you stand on this thing? You know, pick a side or pick your own route, but you can't be neutral. There is no Switzerland. That's the problem. There is no Switzerland on this. The Democrats, by the way, are pushing for that discharge position that would force a vote on extending tax cuts for everybody but the wealthiest Americans, which have been deemed people that are making over $250,000. The vice chair of the Democratic caucus, somebody who's been on this show before, Xavier Becerra, is talking about from California, is talking about doing this and in fact held a press conference to announce that. So good luck. You think that'll go anywhere? And in the meantime, you have both sides saying, as I said to Ellen, no. I mean, that's the most popular word right now in Washington, no. Isn't it? You're supposed to say yes to everything. Well, they're saying no to everything. And then there's a push for something that I told you would happen immediately once the Prez was reelected again, and that's the Keystone Pipeline. And all of a sudden, there is the push to pass the Keystone Pipeline, meaning to pull out all the stops and let this thing happen. What are the chances that we're going to see that anytime soon now that the 2012 election is in the rearview mirror? The oil industry is pushing the Prez to approve the pipeline that would go, as you all know, between the United States and Canada and go all the way down to the Gulf. And especially American Petroleum Institute, they're really, really knocking on the door hard. My guess is this will happen during the Obama administration. Is it going to happen before the end of the year? I don't think so. Will it happen into next year? I would say it will, because this is second term, and I don't think Obama's going to be that worried about the environmentalists anymore. Stay with us. Odds and ends. What else happened on the day? Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Check out StunGunMikes.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMikes.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMikes.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMikes.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Where in the world can you find a working replica of Da Vinci's catapult design, an inflatable sumo wrestler's costume, or a watch that tells time backwards? At DaftGadgets.com, you'll find all sorts of fun, retro, remote control, and even outrageous items that probably can't be found anywhere else. If your idea of the perfect gift is a horse head pillow or a mankini, hurry on over to DaftGadgets.com. That's DaftGadgets.com.
I like to see you move right across the floor. I like to do it till you call for more. I like to make
all right, topping odds and ends here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Has to be some big, bad breaking news. Did you know that Anna Wintour, the editor-in-chief of Vogue, might become an ambassador to France or the UK? Are you kidding me? What kind of credentials does Wintour have to be an ambassador? I guess, what kind of credentials do you need to be an ambassador to France or the UK? Because you know fashion? I mean, come on, is that ridiculous? Bloomberg News is reporting it. I tried to nail down the rumor. Nobody in New York knew anything about it. Even somebody I knew that's in fashion said, are you kidding me? Although she is deadly. She can give you one of those sourpuss looks. Boom. I can't imagine. But, hey, there are other people who have been appointed ambassadors to places that you wouldn't have thought it was possible. Not everybody is a career politician type who jumps into the political game, which would be being an ambassador. Sometimes they're just appointments to friends and people that you feel maybe you owe. Do you think the Obamas in any way owe Anna Wintour? Think of Michelle Obama's dresses. I'm just saying. All right, also here at the top, this is a crazy story. You know, Twitter is great for gossip, crazy gossip. Christian Ponder, who is the quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings, has been dating an ESPN sideline reporter who is a smoking hot babe. Like any guy would think she was the bomb, right? He's been dating her for a couple of months, and through the miracle of Twitter, they have announced that she is engaged, in fact, to Ponder. So here's the thing. Is this the girl, Jinx? Remember what happened with Tony Romo when he was Jessica Simpson, when the two of them were together. Oh, she just got bombarded with jokes and comments about how lousy she was for his play. And Ponder is struggling. If you listened to one of our NFL re-racks over the weekend, you heard Matt Johnson just go off on Ponder and say what a lousy quarterback he was. He was, he has definitely struggled. And after the Vikings beat the Lions on November 11th, he started to kind of avoid the criticism or shrug it off from people who said that this new relationship might be the reason for his, shall we say, fledgling play. And he has had two awful, awful games. What did he completed only 34 of 68 passes with two TDs, three interceptions in back-to-back losses that have dropped the team to 6-6, and they're on the edge, the Vikings, teetering on the playoff race, but, you know, it seemed like they had it in the bag or had a good shot at it until this started to happen. So, Matt, this is heavy stuff for the people at the mothership and for all of Minnesota. Do you think there is anything? Do you buy the hot girl jinx for NFL quarterbacks?
There could be something to it, but then you look at Tom Brady, and he doesn't seem to be hampered at all.
That's true, and he's with Giselle. Well, of course, because Giselle, though, is also one of the highest-paid models of all time. She makes four times what Tom Brady makes, so that's even brings a different part of the equation, the money part of it, into that relationship. So there's reasons for Tom to behave and to play well because of Giselle, I'm just saying. So who knew when you turn into America Tonight, we talk about the god-awful fiscal cliff and all the hype and nonsense over that, and then the threats that, okay, we're going to vote on only making sure that everybody but anyone making over $250,000 is going to have those tax cuts protected for them, which is just maneuvering and is not going to happen. And then I mentioned the thing about the pipeline and the push, the oil industry saying, okay, now you're elected, let's cut the charades and let's get rolling on the Keystone Pipeline. You know, we're talking about $7 billion, talking about jobs right now that we could get busy on across America. Now there is not the necessary back and forth that the president had to worry about with the environmentalist who went crazy about the pipeline, even though the Secretary of the Energy rubber-stamped the whole thing all the way and said, oh, these regulations are so tight, they've passed everything and blah, 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 until he was told to be quiet and disappear. And that's exactly what he did. So we go from that to Anna Wintour possibly becoming an ambassador, and the good-looking girlfriend, now fiancé of the young quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings, possibly being the reason why they're doing so terribly. In the meantime, some other news has emerged in the follow-up category of the Chiefs player, Jovan Belcher, who killed his girlfriend and then shot and killed himself in front of his coach and his GM outside of Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City. What's really sad, and Romeo Crennel, the coach of the Chiefs, didn't want to give details. He knew everybody was going to try to pry some details out of him and said, I will not talk about it. Well, it turns out that the details are he drove like a bat out of hell to get to Arrowhead, which was just a stone's throw away from his house, after he had shot and killed his girlfriend. And when he got there, I think they might have been aware that something was happening because there were sirens in the background. They might have gotten a heads-up call, who knows. But they were outside in the parking lot. He had the gun. He's kind of waving the gun around, talking to them, not to shoot them, but to say, I did it, and all this other stuff. And then said, thanks so much for giving me the opportunity to Scott Pioli, the GM of the Chiefs. And they tried to stop him. They tried to talk him out of doing something to himself, but he went there to his car right there in the parking lot, and they couldn't do anything. And right in front of their eyes, he pulled the trigger. So that had to be just the worst thing you can imagine seeing, and being feet away and not being able to do anything. So the question still lingers, and the discussion across this country, I always say America Tonight's like the buzz in the backyard, is over football players and pressure and pills and all that other sort of stuff and head injuries. What could have possibly played into what happened with Belcher as these details start to emerge? Plus, he had this girlfriend who he was living with who had a young child, three-month-old child, his child, and he was off that night with some woman that he had met on looking to be like some kind of a one-nighter and slept outside of her house in the car and then came home. So there might have been some kind of confrontation there. But I don't know that they're ever going to get the answer to this horrible riddle. There was no note. There was none of that. Just apologies. I did it. Boom. And then killing himself. And that was it. So did he just lose it because he was confronted when he went home? I mean, who knows? It does, I think, more than anything, probably make you think about domestic violence and a lot of these crimes that we've heard about that have nothing to do with professional athletes, but just couples in general. I have an uncle who's a cop, and he says of all the things, whether it's burglaries, whether it's one time even a prison escape, other things in progress, the one thing that they hate to respond to is domestic violence, because so often it turns violent for the police who respond. And he, in fact, was stabbed 30 times in trying to stop a domestic violence dispute. So it is dangerous. And in this case with Javon Belcher, it could have been that there was a confrontation when he had gone home. Yeah, who knows? But it's very sad, I think, some of these details that have come out since we heard about what happened, and very sad certainly for the coach and for the GM to have witnessed that. Oof, rough. All right, I said coming up we're going to go to the movies to lighten the load a bit. A lot of people were into Lord of the Rings. I can't remember how much money the haul was for the box office take, but it was pretty high, and a lot of people loved the book, of course, Lord of the Rings, and to see the whole thing unfold on screen was, I think, they did a pretty good job of that, without a doubt. And now we're talking about The Hobbit. So will The Hobbit raise as much interest as Lord of the Rings did? The person who would know about that is Stephen, because he is the ultimate storyteller when it comes to all things Hollywood and the movies. And that's where we're headed next, so buckle up, hang on, and we'll be back on the flip side.
Comes another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the door sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100-foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com and like us on Facebook.
Feely.
And Keely.
At your service.
You must be Mr. Boggins.
No, you can't come in. You come to the wrong house.
What? Has it been cancelled?
No one told us. No, nothing's been cancelled.
Oh, that's not me.
Careful with these. But just had them sharpened.
It's nice, this place. Did you do it yourself?
Well, no, it's been in the family for years.
That's my mother's glory box. Can you please not do that?
Keely, come on. Give us a hand.
Mr. Dwan.
Let's shove this in the hole, otherwise we'll never get everyone in. Hey,
everyone? How many more are there?
Where do you want them? Oh, no. No, no, there's nobody home! And bother somebody else. There's far too many dwarves in my dining room as it is. If this is some plothead's idea of a joke, I can only say it is in poor taste.
Oh, yes. Oh,
Gandalf.
That would be a little clip from The Hobbit. Stephen Shohat is in the wings. He joins us each and every week. He's the author of Hollywood Stories, short entertaining anecdotes about the stars and legends of the movies. A lot of people anticipating the release of The Hobbit. It's happening now. There's already been some previews, and I wonder if it's going to live up to the hype like Lord of the Rings. Hey, Stephen, how are you? Well, we can't hear Stephen. The crowd must be talking over Stephen. Steven, can you hear me? All right. We're waiting for Steven, and while we're waiting for Steven, talking about you, just like I said, heard there, the clip from The Hobbit, it's such an anticipated release. You know, some of the big movies that have already come out that are raking in the dough, you already know about, like the James Bond Skyfall movie, and certainly Argo was a sleeper hit, but it's had a lot of bang at the box office. And then we could go back into the summertime and talk about Batman and whatnot. And there was always the race to be the best movies, the movies to be nominated, and the movies that rake in the dough. And this may be one of the highest rated, or not highest, it might be one of the biggest box office movies yet this season, but who knows? I know a lot of people are excited about it. Hey, Steven, there you are. I thought we'd find you. Maybe one of the Hobbits got you. How are you?
Yeah, I have to watch out for them. No, I'm fine. Great kid. How are you?
Good. Do you think it's going to have a lot of bang at the box office? That's what I was talking about. I was talking about movies that have really hit the mark so far, and this is one that has been sitting out there and it's been talked. It's sort of marinating, if you will, and teasing people, because I know there are a lot of people that want to go see it.
Absolutely. A few years ago, Bob Shays, the founder of New Line, made a statement that as long as he was involved with the company, Jackson would not direct it. But I think they've been able to overcome all that. I mean, a lot of lawsuits involved over DVDs. Peter Jackson originally put up some of his own money to get access to the facilities that they needed to make The Lord of the Rings with the technological advances that could make it work. I mean, for many years, Tolkien was approached 2 years after Lord of the Rings was published, 1957, to make it into a movie. So that sat around for a long time. So I think Peter Jackson has become almost as associated with the Lord of the Rings as Tolkien was. And for the fans not to have him involved with the movie would have been just, almost impossible. It's like Pixar not being involved with Toy Story 3, which was talked about for a while. So I think as long as first it looked like he was going to produce it, and now that he's actually directing it, I think that alone, plus the return of some of the cast members from the other three movies will bring in a pretty excited box office crowd.
Yeah, the release is perfect because pretty soon kids are out of school, both college and obviously younger, and that would certainly be part of the crowd. Other people involved with reading the books, as you mentioned, they would be curious about it too. Well, Peter Jackson has become one of those guys, pretty affable. I know a lot of the actors that have worked for him really, really enjoyed their experience with Jackson. Do you think he enjoyed, after, like you said, the lawsuits and everything that happened, making this?
Yeah, he seems to be, a pretty relaxed person. So, I'm sure there are tremendous stresses making these films. I mean, the first one, they had six directing units going on at once. They used practically the entire two islands of New Zealand. So, and you constantly are having actors getting hurt. You've got all the different personalities to deal with. And, they fired the actor Stuart Townsend pretty early on and brought in Viggo Mortensen to replace him as the character of Aragorn. I mean, you've got Christopher Lee, who's read every single, who's read The Lord of the Rings every year and actually met Tolkien, so he has advice about how to do it. Ian McClellan was a quick study. He had never read Tolkien before, but he was carrying the books around on the set, giving his advice, saying, "Oh, Tolkien, that wasn't in Tolkien, we can't do that. So you have all these different people that you have to please. It's just a tremendous endeavor to make those first three movies. Now, the thing about The Hobbit is that it's very interesting. He's going to make three movies out of it because it's a much shorter book. And obviously it's much lighter hearted. It was aimed at much more kids than The Lord of the Rings was. So maybe three movies might be considered overkill, and the one that's coming out now is over 3 hours long. So it's an interesting question. Will people have the patience to sit through that? That's the only thing I could see derailing its ultimate box office just a little bit.
Yeah. Do you think, is it because of the popularity of the books, or is it the, you know, fantasy extension, or why do you think, you've watched a lot of movies in your time, why do you think these characters and these movies that have subsequently been made are so popular, if you had to put your finger on it?
I would say the books first. I mean, The Lord of the Rings sold over 100 million copies. It's like the third biggest book publication of all time. So I would say just that built-in audience. I mean, when you have one book, The Hobbit, that was made in 1937, and another book, The Lord of the Rings, which was made in 1955 when it was finally published, they just have a huge fan following. So that's the first thing. And the second thing was that The Lord of the Rings, even though fans can quibble about some characters being left out, and the giant spider was in the second book rather than the third book, and they put him in the third movie. I mean, overall, it's just fantastically well done. I mean, it was they were so great. You couldn't expect anything better than that, I don't think, realistically, or at least I couldn't.
Yeah.
Even Tolkien made changes because when he originally wrote The Hobbit, the Gollum character was actually not that evil and not that attached to the ring. And then The Lord of the Rings was written as a sequel to The Hobbit, and the story just went off in a different direction with the Ring of Power. And so after he came out with The Lord of the Rings, he went back and revised The Hobbit to make the Gollum match the character that was in The Lord of the Rings a little bit more. So, even he didn't hold his own plot to be sacrilegious. He was willing to change it. But I think overall, just people are just really into the story. Then it just has to be well done. And Peter Jackson, like I said, I don't think he could have done a better job.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I've been waiting for this to come out too. And I was a fan of the books, and that's the whole thing. Once you read Lord of the Rings, you know, then you're hooked, and then once you sit and watch the first three movies, it still holds up today, I think, if you go and you rent it and check it out. All right, Stephen Shohead, Hollywood Stories. Check it out, hollywoodstories.com, right?
Yeah, that's right. In the book, Hollywood Stories, short, entertaining anecdotes of the stars and legends of the movies, available for Christmas. Hollywoodstories.com is all the information.
Perfect. Stephen, thanks. We'll talk to you again next week.
You got it, Kate. Thank you.
All right, and this is this time of year where, you know, you start to make that list of movies maybe you want to see if you have some time off, or what were the best movies of the year, what were the worst movies of the year, and what movies could ultimately be nominated. I'll tell you, on my worst list, and I read all these books, you know, talking about books and the popularity of books, it made me think of this one, Stephen. I mentioned that, but I read Janet Ivanovich's books because, being from New Jersey, there was a New Jersey tie-in there to the main character, Stephanie Plum. Katherine Heigl played her in the movie, and the movie was called One for the Money, and boy, and maybe it was just too tough to develop it. I'm not sure, because so many books were written about this character to date, 19, and they make the first one, as I said, One for the Money was the title of the first book and the title of the movie. And that was just a bomb of a movie. Just fizzled. I think anybody who didn't read the book didn't get it. And the characters just didn't mesh. It might have been one of the worst, sadly, one of the worst movies of the year. All right, hang with us. We're kicking the can down the road.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
2, 3,
knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking.
Ooh-hoo.
Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Ooh-hoo.
I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking.
Ooh-hoo.
And the big black horse said, look this way. He said, hey, marry me.
Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo.
But I said no, 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 no. I said no, no, you're not the one for me. No, 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 no. I said no, no, you're not the one for me.
All right, we're heading across the finish line of this hour of America Tonight. Quick reminder, don't forget about our next show. We'll have another Nail the Score. We're getting down to the tail end of the season and getting ready for the push into the playoffs. Who's in? Who's not going to be in? All those scenarios are starting to play out. What you need to know is, even if you hate football, you have a chance to nail the score simply once our game is chosen by our super, super, super computer. Choosing a side and telling us what you think the final score will be. It's that easy. Strange story happened during the day in New York. You know, if you've never been to New York City and then you take the plunge and you go and you say, I want to go see the Statue of Liberty and I want to go to the Empire State Building, which are popular things to do, or I'm going to go see a show, and then that'll be my big, you know, trip to New York. Often you are prodded by the people at the hotel where you're staying to, hey, just take the subways because it's easier. Don't worry about the cabs or, you know, more expensive. It's just a couple of bucks. You could ride the subway all day long. Michael Bloomberg, the mayor, is famous for saying, I ride the subway with everybody else. And because, you know, you just go underground and boom, before you know it, you're uptown, midtown, or wherever it is that you have to go, because New York City is our largest city, 8 million people. But I often wonder, because you think it's one of those places where you're waiting for the train, you're just subjective to whatever, and this would be a paranoid thought, so it doesn't happen often to me, but you think that some nutball could come along and just kind of give you a shove. And so early in the day, I saw this headline that the cops were looking at a suspect in the death of somebody who was pushed onto the tracks and then photographed just before the train hit him. That image went viral, of course, and it was on the front page of the New York Post. And the investigators that are looking into this got the security video showing a guy fitting the description of the person who pushed him, working with street vendors near Rockefeller Center. So, you know, what propels him to do that? And was it because something else had happened? And witnesses are saying that they saw the guy who suspected talking to himself before he approached someone at the Times Square station, got into a little bit of a scuffle with him somehow, and pushed him onto the tracks. Are you kidding me? So, of course, the guy who falls over, as soon as the train hits him, pretty much, I mean, he dies just shortly after that. He tries to climb up to safety, but gets trapped between the train and the platform's edge. There's no way he could do that. And then there's this horrible picture of what happened there. And the guy who was hit, his head is turned toward the train. His arms are, I'm giving you the description, his arms are reaching up, but he can't climb off the tracks in time. So a freelance photographer who was waiting to catch the train saw what was happening and took a clip of it, did a clip of the picture and did an audio clip for the Post website. He used the flash on his camera to at least warn the train driver, so he was trying to do something, that someone was on the tracks. He says he couldn't lift him, but since he couldn't lift him, he decided, oh, I guess I'll get a picture of this. I guess I'll shoot this. So you have to wonder, do you question the publishing that photo of the helpless guy standing before the oncoming train, and then the headline that said in the Post, this man is about to die. Is that news? Is that crass? Is it just wrong of that photographer? I mean, are you kidding me? There's some sort of a line crossed. If I tried to help someone off the tracks and then I failed in that attempt, so I'm trying, I'm, you know, oh, I tried, but he was too heavy or whatever, and nobody else there was, nobody else there was to help me, then I'm going to shoot it. I'm going to take out my cell phone, or I'm going to take whatever, and then I'm going to send that to some place where they're going to publish it. I'm going to call up the Post, or I'm going to call up, you know, whoever, whatever news organization. I think expounding on this is worth it, because is it all about getting that 15 minutes, even when you're already in the business? Is it about now, okay, hey, sorry I couldn't help you, buddy, when the oncoming car was coming or the train is coming or you were hit trying to change your flat tire, but I was lucky enough to capture the image, so I'm going to put it up there on YouTube and let people see what happened. I don't know. It seems, to me, very, it's obviously disturbing. But imagine if, you know, this was somebody in your family and some jerk did that and put that, you know, put that on the front page of a newspaper or put it on YouTube or, you know, whatever. I'm going to say that it's wrong to do that. At some point, you've crossed a line. If you have time to take a picture, then you don't have time to save the guy. I'm going to say shame on the jerk for making sure he had the photo op, but not really helping the other human being, because I'm not buying that. Oh, he's too heavy. I couldn't do it. It was a terrifying situation. I didn't know what to do, so I made sure that I documented it. You know, something's wrong there. We're no better than animals if that's how we treat each other. And if nobody could help him, I get it. Or nobody could advise him what to do, or the time was so quickly happened that it was too late. But this photographer is saying he tried to help him, and then he was just in time. It was just quick enough that he could turn around and take that photograph. So now you, like, wonder. It is the thing about the train platforms. I guess you're kind of vulnerable there. You're certainly vulnerable that someone's nuts and they decide to push you onto an oncoming train. So the guy says he's too weak, couldn't help him, but then he takes the picture. I mean, really, what are we all about in this world if not to at some point reach out to somebody who needs your help? The guy needed some kind of help. And it was just a sick, sick, sick thing. And I'm not buying his story, but certainly the Post bought it. And the Post was quick to use it and plop it up there and say, you're about to see this man die. You're about to watch him bite the dust. Oh, yeah, come on. Give me a break on that one. I don't think so. In fact, I got a couple of emails on it, one from Paul, who is a subway rider and listens to us in Connecticut. And Paul said he was just sickened and astonished by what he had seen in the Post. And if he had been in that situation, he hopes he would have had the courage to try to lift him up and do whatever he could versus worrying about whether he got the money shot. And then there was another one from JV who says that he's ridden the subway once or twice in his life when he's been to New York City. And in some parts of the city, he was scared to death. And how could the people that were there at the train stop on the platform not do more to help the guy? Well, I don't know how many people were there when it happened. Was it a handful of people? Were there more than that? And it was so, it obviously folded pretty unquickly. But I think the photographer is just weak. Weak, man.
We got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rules all at the same time.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief from my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprains, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.